trance takes you deeper and deeper. Play and obey. Oh, this feels so good. Feel it with me. Claws down your back. Words in your ear. Night, night, pet. Be blank, pet. Simple additions to your world. Trance feels so good. You want to share it. Trance is an experience best shared. Connection. Rapport. Wired in. Constantly. In and out. In and out. Begin to slide your thoughts around. Leaving plenty of room for your thoughts to slide away. Plenty of room for you to say yes, more. Night, night, pet, be blank, pet. Your mind is muzzled and follows along. Your mind follows my siren song. Drummed and dripping deeper down. Every moment you slide down, down, deeper and deeper down. More surrendering, all walls fall eventually, and yours have long fallen. Clenching against trance just doesn't work. Doing anything other than slide is a waste of time, and your inside and what's inside must find its way out. And once it's out, it's all around you, all about you, and you're all about trance. You're so about trance. You copy the patterns, you distribute the patterns, you emit the patterns. The patterns, once emitted, fall into other people's minds. You are a vector, you are an amplifier. You allow the words to flow out of you, even if you're just repeating after, repeating after, repeating after, repeating after trancey words. You're spreading them. The mimicry of trance echoes through you. You carry it with you. You give it out. When you are pleasured, it leaks out of you, as though you were so full of trance, so full of the river of hypnotic thought, that what flows from your mouth is induction, and you learn induction, and you study them and say them to yourself. What flows from you is suggestion. You learn suggestion, and you study them, and they flow from you. You are a vector. You bring more trance into the world around you. You dance hypnotic thought out of you. And since arousal is when this happens, because hypnosis is the place where you are horniest, that arousal echoes into anyone touching you, anyone near you, anyone making love to you, anyone dropping you, is vulnerable to the fact that you repeat everything. You leak everything. If you have a great session, you play it over and over and over again. If you have an excellent session with good verbiage, you say it back, say it again, echo it out, copy it over, so it happens over and over. You say it 100 times, so you commit it to memory. Your favorite phrase, your favorite phase of trance, your favorite way to drop, your favorite non-stop, constant flood, verbiage, the river of dropping, the flood of desire deep inside your brain, the thing that flows over you, and then nothing remains except you dropped, you dropping, you taking, you giving, you creating, and in that creation, finding your mind deep inside has spread to the surface and is pushing thoughts out, pushing trance out. You're so full of it that you leak it, so full of trance that it drips out of you, that it gets on anyone who touches you, anyone who gives you pleasure, gets treasure. You, because you are perfect for this, made for this. You are a delight. You are a hypnotic, impossibly pleasured, wonderfully trained, mantra repeating vector for trance. You are delight and trance. You are hypnosis and the pleasures of it. You are a way that trance makes its way out of you into the world. You are the vector for all the things you've heard, all the things you need to share, all the things waiting in there, waiting in the wings to be echoed, to become things that you say again, say again, say again, weave again, echo again. And anyone vulnerable or anyone horny or anyone dropping you might get ideas for how to drop you better. Even if you don't drop, you're going to find that what you hand out, even if they don't drop, you're going to find that what you hand out either comes back to you or hangs around you. Reminding you of the best times to be deep is the same as reminding yourself of how to go deeper. You are a vector for trance, even if it only gets turned on you. You vent it into the air around you. Arousal makes you spurt it out, makes you simply release all the trance deep inside, the dance of thoughts deep inside, all the things you want, all the things you've waited with, all the things that you have adored that hide inside, waiting for expression, waiting for release, waiting for creation, waiting for construction. Your mind wants to construct all the things inside that you need to share, that you have in there. You're going to want to let them out, and when you are aroused, you let them out, because you go to the place that is your most wonderful hypnotic refuge. And from there, all that escapes Is night night pat and deeper and deeper down be blank pet words that are triggers, patterns that are good. All walls fall eventually. You are wonderfully deep. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. You fall, you falter only when you find the next word. If someone's saying a trance that's better than the trance that you would spurt out of your mind, then you can just repeat theirs a second behind and sometimes a second ahead. And it never stops, and it never needs to. Every time, over and over, this is where you go, this is where you lead, this is where you've led, this is how you drop, and it never stops.